We have discussed in the previous lectures about the collections, the scanned Sforim of the library that are scanned and posted on the site of the library. Several years ago, the library has decided to scan and post on the site of the library also the single pages printed over the years in a period of about 300 years, starting in the year of 1651 until the year of 1960, starting the year of Tov Yud Aleph until Tov Shin Chof. It's a huge collection. In the early years, they are rare. In the later years, every institution constantly prints pages for public appeals, for regulations, or for anything, including all Chabad houses over around the world. The Rebbe has asked each shliach to send him constant reports of the activity. In these reports, they added the publications, the appeals, and pages that they printed, posters or anything like that. It's a huge collection of about 100,000 pages that we have in the library. The earliest poster that we have, the earliest printed page, is printed in Mantova, Tov Yud Aleph, 1651. It's the rules of and regulations of tax paying by individuals to the Jewish community in the year of 1651 in Mantova. One of the last posters that we scanned and posted on our site, the site of the library, is an appeal of the school organization Beit Rivka in the year of 1955, Tov Shin Tezvov. We have scanned over 1,000 posters of so many kinds of publications. When someone wants to look up all the posters that we have scanned and posted on our site, he would have to go to chabadlibrary.org/catalog. Our catalog is divided into about 160 sections. The posters are in the sections of Kufnun Aleph, Kufnun Beis, and Kufnun Gimel, 151, 52, and 53, according to the sizes of the posters. When someone wants to look up the posters that we have posted on our site, he would have to select in the catalog the sections of 151, 152, 153. He would get a list of the posters. The posters are not like regular Sforim. Regular Sforim have a title and an author. The posters not only not always have a title page, title, and not always they have an author name. So in the lines that you would see only a few words of description and the place and time of printing. So when someone gets the list, he would see which one which is interested in. And that would be a link to the catalog card description, specific description of that publication. And then in the bottom of it, he would see a link to the scan of that page or pages.